Welcome to the podcast. I'm so glad to have you along. And today is going to be extra special because it's a wrap-up of 2020 and looking forward to 2021. And it is unfiltered. I'll tell you about what that means here in a moment.
Welcome to Just My Forte with Ben Everson. We're glad to have you along.
So, today's podcast is also going to be the first one that is also video podcast. So a vlog, I guess you'd call it. So a vodcast, maybe. But it'll be both on our audio platform as well as on our video platform. But I hope you have recovered from 2020. I hope you are getting some opportunity to kind of recharge a little bit. Hopefully that's something that's in your plans. I know for me, it definitely is. And my family, we are done for the year in regards to traveling. And I am also, if you're hearing all these weird clips and stuff, I am literally taking a moment to stop my work as I, goodness, what is going on with this? As I am rearranging my studio. Now, I don't know how many of you do this as well, but from time to time, when I need a fresh perspective, I will just do something different, rearrange something often. Like, it was really messy anyway, because as time goes on throughout the year, there we go. As time goes on throughout the year, things happen. And, all right, let's turn this light on. As time goes, you get sloppy. I mean, things just happen, right? It's not working. Is it broken? Man, this is my favorite light. Maybe it just doesn't power through there. That's okay. We can do it without it. But that's what I'm doing right now. My goal is to get all set up because I'm going to be writing some music. And that's going to be a huge deal because we need to have new music as we go into a new year. A lot of the music that we've been doing has been, hey, wow. That is some serious light. There we go. Hopefully that's a little bit better there. I'm going to move my camera around here a little bit. Again, this is my first podcast that I'm doing that is also on video. And so it's going to be really rough. Also, I will not shy away from showing you how messy the studio is right now. But I can describe it for you. There's stuff everywhere. kind of see it if you're watching the cam, but it's everywhere. But I think sometimes we need that break, you know, just that reset of, it kind of resets our brains, resets our minds a little bit, when we do this. And that's why I do it. of course we haven't had a house for a while. So we just moved into this one in July, or was it June? I think it was June. But we've been on the road for most of that time. So as we've been traveling on the road and such, we would come back and I need to do a project. I just kind of come in here, whip out a project real quick, and then not put everything away exactly the way it should be. Plus, you know, we travel with so many things that sometimes it's hard to know what am I going to need, what am I not going to need. And so everything gets out of place and out of sorts and all that type of stuff. So at the end of the year, one of my favorite things to do actually is to clean the studio and to set it up for the next year. And that's going to be great because I am going to be recording soundtracks, actually be writing and arranging new music for the whole family, as well as myself and different projects for this next year. And one of my goals really, well, let's wrap up. Tell you what, let's do it in two parts. Let's wrap up 2020. And then we'll talk about what's coming down the pike in 2021. So wrap up 2020. How would you describe your 2020? Our 2020 was crazy, right? We were out in California in February and March, and then they started the lockdowns. Oh, I'm getting tired just thinking about it. You ever do that? But we were out there during the lockdowns. And so I remember our last service actually was canceled and we switched it to a live stream type approach. We actually recorded it and put it online. for the church. And then from that point on, as we worked our way back to Pensacola, churches, you know, we didn't see church members. We only saw pastors as we were ministering in empty auditoriums, and we made our way all the way back. And of course, our whole country at that point didn't know what was going on, right? We didn't know really the truth of the matter. How dangerous is this virus? How are we going to stop it, et cetera, et cetera. And then, of course, it all got politicized, and now you really don't know who to trust. So that's not the point of this podcast, to solve all the virus stuff. But just talking about where we were at the time, we finally got to the area in April, and we had already rented an Airbnb because we knew that we had, you know, some time off. And I'm so glad that we did that. And then we started discussing, what do we need to do? So even though we wanted to save up longer to buy a house, and we had just gotten a car, you remember that was an answer to prayer, that we could get an upgrade, a huge upgrade to our van. I loved our van, but man, it was going to start getting expensive, and it was really tiring to drive. So we went with the Expedition at the end of January. Little did we know that things were going to go this way. So between all those things, we couldn't buy a house, so we rented instead. And it's worked out well for the most part. It really has. And particularly compared with what a lot of people are facing, it really has been a good situation. We still want to buy a house, and we're going to see how the Lord works that out. That's going to be a huge prayer request. I've got a personal prayer request in that regard, regarding paying down some debt. We almost had our debt all the way paid off, and then things happened. But that's 2020, and we ended up still getting to churches, had to cancel a bunch of churches, but then we scheduled a bunch of other churches, that were looking for things, and we got to see God at work, and then coming through, COVID and all that stuff. I got that in October, and, then my Spartans beat Michigan. That's a highlight for me whenever that happens. Sorry, Michigan fans. It just, what a year. And now here we are, we just finished our last Christmas concert, and Miles got a job, so he's no longer traveling with us, and that's a huge change. It's just a season of change, and a whole nation, we still don't know what's going to happen exactly over the next few weeks. So how does that all work out? Well, we just got to trust the Lord, right? Isn't that what it comes down to? We just got to trust God. And that's always what it comes down to anyway, right? Is trusting God. So it doesn't matter if you're in a big time job and you don't know where the finances are coming from. It doesn't matter if you're taking some time off. Oh, like I am right now, I'm just here in my t-shirt doing work. That's how I like to do it. But it's relaxing time. It's recharging time. In fact, I'm trying not to pay attention to the news. Now on our smartphones, it shoves the news in our faces, right? But I'm trying not to go seek it out, because I need some recharge time. You need some recharge time, I'm sure. And because if we're going to be strong going into 2021, that's important. That's super important. Quick break. We'll be right back after this. Looking to 2021, what's the plan? So we're talking about moving on to 2021. What is that going to look like for us? Well, one thing that's for sure is that I'm going to be working to do a better job on recurring content. What is that? Well, particularly a podcast. I'm going to do some video podcast versions. Not all of them will be video, but I'm going to do some video podcast versions that are out there. And so I'm excited about that. So that will be unique, I think, and new, and just putting attention on that podcast. And we actually had a good number of listeners, had hundreds for a while there. And then after just different things happened, I couldn't keep up with it because of travel and lack of planning. So does that ever happen to you? That's one of my goals for 2021, is to really focus in on that. And so you can help me with that. Actually, you can actually help by sending in questions, sending in things that you'd like me to cover. And I will try to do that on the podcast. Of course, I've got some ideas on what I want to do anyway, but that'll be a real help. And share the podcast around, etc. So that's a big deal that I want to do We do have some music in the works, and I am going to keep some of that close to the vest, but already have some of the music written. I need to arrange some. I'm also writing some. So that's what January and most of February are going to be, writing and arranging and then recording new music. So that's going to be awesome. It's always a favorite time of mine when I get to do that. So that's what we're looking at. And then, you know, for the future, what do we do? Well, we don't even know 100% what's going to happen nationally at this point. I mean, people are saying all kinds of things. And again, this is not a political podcast. It's never intended to be. This is a podcast, just my forte. What is that? Well, things that I'm strong in and things that I think I have something to offer people. And politics is not really one of those things. Now, expositing the word of God, telling people what God's word says and explaining it to people, that's something I'm called to do. And so I think that's an important thing, right? But as far as understanding the ins and outs of politics, I post something or put something up and then I get people that correct me and say I'm all wrong and all this. And who knows who to believe anymore, right? All the more reason why we need to put our faith and trust and our confidence in God and his word. So we are going to not just double down, we're going to triple down on trying to be an encouragement to God's people. And why is that so very important? Well, that is the purpose for why we're here. And in fact, I want to show you right now the new trailer that I am using for 2021. And this is going to be on our YouTube channel, on our website in various formats. It might go through some iterations and that's fine, but I worked on this, finished it last night. We're just not going to be apologetic or beat around the bush about what we're doing. And that is, I need to fulfill what God's purpose is on my life. And God's purpose for me when it comes to music is to encourage people to trust God just a little bit longer. Trust him another day. If you're in a terrible situation and it's hard to think day to day, think hour to hour, right? Moment by moment, sometimes we have to do. And so I just want to zero in very much on that. And let people know, hey, this is our goal. Let's not say I never do anything fun when February rolls around and it's Valentine's Day. You know, we're going to put out some fun music and stuff. But even that's designed to be joyful. That's designed to show that joy of the Lord that can be in our lives. And so we do fun things as well. But our focus, we just want to be more vocal with it. And so people who are supporting us on Patreon, we've actually lost some patrons, lost about 6 over the last year, 7, but the people who are patrons have upped their support. So we've stayed at the same level for the past few months. We're very, very grateful for that. Listen, we could not do what we're doing, musically speaking, without our Patreon supporters. So if you don't know what that is, check it out. You can go to, it's Patreon, www.patreon.com, and it's / Ben Everson, or you can just search up Ben Everson and you can become, you can find out more information there. We want to focus on new music. We want to focus on our goal and our desire. And I'm just thrilled. What is God going to do? You know, we've asked God for revival. We've asked God to do something. And now he's shaking everything up. And so people know that they can't count on their government in many respects because you never know what it's going to do. You can't count on knowing what's going on with healthcare. People are running around scared stiff and don't know what's going on. You can't, I mean, what can you count on? Your job? The economy can go down, right? People are searching for things. And so we've got to be ready and sharing the truth of the gospel with others. Let's see, what else? This year, we're not focusing in on buying new things. I've made one investment for 2021, which is a training program that I got the idea from for the Ultimate album launch that we did for the Rest album back in April. It's amazing that was that long ago. But that was, I went through a training, and so I've reinvested in that. But other than that, we are going to try to not spend any money on new things. No new instruments, no new programs, no new software, things like that. We're going to try to make do with what we have and try to make that count. Now, we do that a lot anyway, but I'm so glad I got the MacBook Pro that I got when I did, and people gave towards that. Huge blessing. Tremendous blessing. And that's just gigantic. because that's what we're depending on now. The camera I'm filming on right now is our old camera that Miles actually, who has gotten into photography, repaired. And so back 2 years ago when this one broke, I thought it was broken for good. And, you know, you take it to a repair shop and they're going to charge you so much money. It's like, okay, that's half of a new camera. This is a T3i, Canon Rebel T3i I'm recording on. So this has just been sitting in storage. So I thought, hey, I could either sell it or start using it for this. And the difficulty is, this might sound kind of dumb, but some of you have the same situation in your lives where if you don't have something easily accessible, you don't end up doing it, right? Maybe it's an exercise bike, but it's in the garage and it's just an extra trip out there and you got to move things around. You tend not to do it, right? So why haven't I done more vlogging or podcast, that type of thing with camera? Well, our newer camera travels in the bag with my computer so that we're ready to shoot music videos. And so I never have it ready to go. Well, this one I can leave set up. So as long as I keep the batteries charged, if I feel like it, in under 90 seconds, I can boot my computer up, have the microphone ready to go, camera ready to go, boom, here we go. So that's the type of thing we're going to try to do. I've got a cheap tripod here, probably a $30 tripod that I've had laying around. Why not just leave that set up? Because I don't need it to pan, right? We've got a nice tripod we use for our music videos. So, you know, it's things like that, trying to utilize the things that we have. And so maybe that's something we all can consider. I don't know what your situation is, obviously, individually, but just trying to repurpose things that we already have, use the things that we have to try to save money. And, you know, the best creativity doesn't come when you have all the tools at your disposal, I've discovered. It comes when you have some boundaries, when you have some limitations, when you don't have the latest and greatest instruments. I had a subscription to some of the best instruments possible, the digital instruments that we use. And it's just, you know, those things add up. So I took myself off of that to save money. And I'm going to use instruments that 5 years ago, 8 years ago, were considered cutting edge. And now they're considered old. But 8 years ago, they were great. In fact, it's the instrument set in large part that I used on our best album that we've done, which is I Am Free. That's our best-selling album of all. And these are the instruments that I used on there. So I'm rolling back to that so I don't have to pay the subscription charge, right? In fact, we're not on Sermon Audio anymore. It was $50 a month. I love Sermon Audio, some great stuff on there, but for an evangelist, I don't have to have new content every week like a pastor does. So I'm paying $50 just to host my sermons on there. And it just wasn't worth it, honestly. So we just discontinued that and we're putting our sermons on our website through Rumble. And that brings me to the last thing that we're changing around. And that is we are actively, it's going to take a while, but we are actively working on making sure that we have a whole alternate pathway set up for our music and messages. So with the crackdown on conservative social media, you know, your Facebook, Twitter, I don't do much on Twitter, but every time I try, there's like two people that comment or do anything. So it's kind of like, eh. YouTube even is taking steps, very socialistic, you know? So I'm grateful for the platforms. It doesn't cost me anything, right? And some people get mad at me if I ever say anything critical. They're saying, well, those things are free. They're free, so you shouldn't complain. And I'm not trying to complain. Let me adjust this here a little bit. I'm really not trying to complain. But I also have to, why is this not working? Cheap tripod. There. I'm not trying to complain. I'm just trying to be realistic, right? So what if, because I believe the Bible is the word of God and I believe in creationism, literal creationism, I'm branded as a weirdo and I get my YouTube account shut down. Well, right now that would be pretty catastrophic. So what I'm doing is I am, from this point on, any new content that comes out, I'm going through Rumble, rumble.com. You can check it out. I've got a channel on there. So starting from now, Boy, everything just wants to shut down at the same time. Has that ever happened to you? So hopefully it's still recording. Hello, hello. Yep, okay, it's still recording. That was weird. Rumble.com, we're on there. And what we're doing is we're starting from this point in time, basically. So from here forward, from 2021 forward, we're going to put everything on Rumble first. And then we'll put it on Facebook. Then we'll put it on YouTube, as long as we can stay on those platforms. But then, and then we'll also work backwards. So we'll start from what we had, and we'll add all the things that we had on YouTube. We'll add those things to Rumble. So by the end of the year, not only will we be, maybe even sooner than that, but by the end of the year for sure, we will have all of our content that was on YouTube, all of our content that was on Facebook will also be on Rumble. So as long as we can stay on those platforms, we'll do it. Might as well. But I also have an alternate social media account on MeWe.com. And so about 500-600 of you have jumped over to there from Facebook. I just think it's wise, right? We don't know what's going to happen. We've already seen all the censorship and all this type of stuff. So we're just trying to be wise, right? Well, anyway, that's it for this podcast. Just kind of a wrap up on 2020. And I just wanted to spend a little time with you and let you know how excited I am about 2021. And really, I want it to be the best year ever. And it doesn't mean it will be easy. But sometimes the awesomest things come out of challenges. And so that's what we're going to look forward to. Send me an email. Let me know. What are you doing in 2021? What are you planning on doing in 2021 to make it count? And I would love to hear your ideas. That would be great. For now, I'm signing off. We'll see you in 2021. Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And we'll see you in the new year.
Thank you for joining us today. Find out more at Ben's website, www.beniverson.com. We'll see you next time.